Thank you, David. We do so much receive as we believe, don't we?
Yes.
So I have a little story for you today about a little boy. We'll call him Billy. And it was windy and cloudy, and he was out flying his kite. And he was going up and up and up and up. And he was standing there, and a man walked by, and the man said to him, "You know, what are you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm flying my kite." "Well, how do you know it's really up there? You can't see it." He said, "No, but I can feel it." And isn't that how it is with God for us? We can't see it, but we can feel it. We can feel that presence of the divine, and we can know it. Meister Eckhart said that God is at home. It is us who have gone out for a walk. God is at home. The creative spark is within each and every one of us. And this month we're talking about creativity. And that creative spark cannot be extinguished. We can try it. We sometimes dampen it. But it is our attitude that causes our feeling of restriction. We can lose our connection to our creativity because we sometimes get uncomfortable with it. We fear judgment. Well, I fear judgment. We lose our creative consciousness, and we get caught up in the idea of being rejected. And none of us wants to feel rejected, do we? And sometimes we hear the word no so many times that we just don't want to try it that one more time when it could possibly be a yes. But the other side of that coin is we also fear creativity because what we have within us is so limitless that we don't know which way to go. We don't know how to turn. We don't know what to do. And so we are afraid of losing control, and so we sit there and do nothing. It's up to you. It's up to me. It's up to us to light the spark of our own creativity. All of us are looking for joy. Anyway, I think you all are. All of us are looking to be loved. All of us are looking to be accepted and appreciated. All of us are looking to be included in life this day. Every one of us has within us that spark of the divine, individualized within each and every one of us, the ability to truly become all that we want to be. And this thing called you, Ernest Holmes says, not only human beings, but everything in nature is endowed with this creative urge. When the moisture is precipitated in the desert, it receives it with gladness and it breaks forth in a song of creation. Making the most of its very brief season, it blossoms in joy, storing within its bosom the seed of a future flowering. It is impossible to escape this creative urge, unquote. So within each one of us, within our bosom, is that spark of the divine waiting for us to ignite it. It created us, and it resides within us, and is up to us to acknowledge it. And think about it. Each one of us is forever being pushed onward, forward, upward, go, being pushed to give expression to that divine spark within us. Each one of us is one with life. Each one of us has within us that desire and that power to create. The same power that causes the baby birds to leave the nest and to spread their wings and fly is the same power that pushes each of us forward. And some of us are a bit resistant. And some of us go forward pushing and pulling and dragging our feet and screaming because we are not ready to be the full expression of God. While there are others who embrace the opportunity to become more, others who embrace the universal intelligence, and they move forward with enthusiasm and with expectancy rather than dragging their feet. Each one of us is a creative contributor to this universe, you and me. And we know that the source of all creativity is the same for each one of us. Your source of creativity and his source of creativity and my source of creativity, they are all the same because there's only one, God. Whatever name you want to call it, we know that our universe is filled with a divine and infinite presence, and each one of us has the ability to tune into that and to express that. Emerson says that everyone is a doorway through which the infinite passes into the finite, through which God becomes man, through which the universal becomes individual. That being said, it is up to us, you and me, to remember that. And to remember that when he says everyone, that includes us. We are part of everyone. And sometimes we forget that, I think. It sounds pretty simple. Sounds pretty simple. At the same time, we are so resistant sometimes that it can be elusive. Sometimes, some of us, me, can lose my connection to my creativity because I'm uncomfortable with it. You ever say, who am I? Who am I to be standing up here talking to you? You know, who am I? Who am I? I might be a little uncomfortable owning the truth of who I am. I don't know about you, but often we fear that others are going to judge us. And when they judge us, we might feel rejected, and we don't want to feel that. We don't want to be uncomfortable, and so what's the easiest way not to do that is to not put yourself out there, and then you don't have to worry about it. You know I have family, and I know that with some of them, it's like all my confidence goes away. You know, I might be able to speak to you, but if that person was sitting here, I would be tongue-tied. You know, there are certain people that we give our power to. And what I'm telling you is now it's time to reclaim your power, to own your own ability, to own your own ability. Sometimes we have so many choices, we don't know which one to make. Where do I go from here? What do I do next? Trust me, I'm real familiar with this one. I forget that if I make a choice and it isn't exactly the best choice for me, guess what, you guys? I can choose again. I can choose again. It's not the end. And sometimes we forget that and we limit ourselves. We forget that creative passion ebbs and flows and comes and goes. And it's not always here 100% of the time. But it's never, ever gone forever. We just think it is. The truth is, we are all born creative. I want you to stop and think about when you were a kid growing up. I grew up in Montana. I had an imaginary horse. I rode it everywhere, you know? And then we had this garage where the stuff was stored, and we would go and we'd play in these grandma's or mother's clothes and high-heeled shoes and pretend like we were princesses, you know? And then someone told us that's not okay. Grow up, they said. And then we decided maybe that really wasn't okay, that make-believe. Maybe it's not okay to be creative. Maybe. But the truth is, each one of us is born to be creative. Each one of us has an opportunity. When that creative spark gets kind of doused and it dwindles down, we get to fan the flames and allow it to come back into expression. Look around you. Look around. This time of year is a really good time to look around you. Creativity is happening all the time. The buds are coming out of the trees. The flowers are starting to bloom. The mosquitoes are here. I've seen them. The birds are hatching and learning to fly. Creativity just abounds when we're open to see it and to view it and to feel it and to express it. I love looking at those YouTube things of the baby moose being born in somebody's yard, you know? Creativity happens all the time. And speaking of that, you know, when you're on, I know none of you do this, on the internet playing those mindless games that take a lot of your time. Think about the creativity of the person who created that game, you know? I mean, they go on and on and on, and you can waste a lot of time on those, but think of how creative that person, brilliant that person was, that can get you so absorbed in that, that you continue to do it even though you realize it's pretty much a waste of time. We all have the urge within us to create. Every single one of us has within us the urge to create if we acknowledge it, if we acknowledge it, if we don't stifle it. If we can live more fully by moving beyond fear and doubt, don't judge it, just bless it. Move beyond the fear and doubt. What you have to give the world is a unique gift that no one else has. Each one of us are a spiritual being. Don't doubt that. We are children of the Most High. So what I want to ask you now is, what is blocking your way? What is blocking your creativity? What is it? The God stuff is there. It's us who chooses not to observe it, not to express it, not to use it. Each one of us has unlimited potential. You have unlimited potential. You are a unique gift of life. There is no one like you anywhere else in the entire world. Never has been, never will be. No one has the exact same gift to offer that you have. Each one of us is a divine event. I like that. I'm a divine event. You're a divine event. Don't you like that? Being a divine event? In Revelations 3:20, it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me." So I ask you again, what is blocking you from opening the door? What is in your thinking or your feeling that keeps you, or in your physical body, that keeps you from embracing the truth of your own wholeness? Are you afraid of what someone else might think? Just exactly what is it? Is it just because society tells us that something is not creative or beautiful unless it is recognized? That makes no sense, does it? Something can be creative and beautiful if you get personal fulfillment out of it. When you sing a song, you're not singing it for their pleasure, you're singing it for yours. When you're doing a dance, you're expressing life within you. It's not about them, it's all about you. Who cares what they think? Express yourself. If you like to dance, then dance. If you like to sing, then sing. If you like to build things, then build. Don't allow someone else's opinion to stifle what gives you pleasure. Put aside your limiting beliefs. They can make you closed. You have these limiting beliefs that will not allow you to accept new perceptive perspectives or new ideas. Why not? Why not? Be open to life. Be open to the experience that you are having. No one else is having exactly the same experience that you are. And anything you do can become a creative experience if you put your heart into it, if you put love into it, if you put joy into it. When we create from our ego, we're creating for someone else, for what they think. When we create from within, when we only try to please ourselves and please spirit, then we are truly being a creative person. You create something unique when you allow spirit to express itself in, through, and as you. Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes says, creation does not mean making something out of nothing. Creation is the passing of spirit into form and is eternally going on. Spirit cannot change, for being all, there is nothing for it to change into. And this is self-evident. Think about that. When God created the earth, there was nothing else there. God created it out of itself. That means you're part of God. You were created from the divine. Each and every one of us were. And creativity has been here since the very beginning. 40,000 years ago, humans blew red ochre handprints on cave walls. 340 caves in Spain and France contained mind-blowing art. Look at the pyramids. Are they not art? Look at Stonehenge. Is that not art? It's in all of us. It's part of who we are and what we are. According to Matthew Fox, who is an Episcopal priest, creativity is where the divine meets the human. Creativity is where the divine meets our human self. He says, all of us, every one of us are creators at our core. Every single one of us. And it will make us happy as we tap into that divine imagination, that divine spark that's within us, that deepest power of self where God resides, our divine self. And guess what? We get to become co-creators with God when we tap into that creativity. And think about this. Creativity can be broken into three arenas. Physical, you can build it. You can create it with your hands. Carve things, work with hammers and chisels. The smith makes molten steel and creates works of art from it. The seamstress. The knitter, the quilter, the seamstress, the glass blower, the sculptor, the builder. Each of these crafts is something that we produce with our hands. That's the physical production. When you complete a task and you've finished painting, it's like, wow, look what I've done. Even if it's painting the living room wall, I'm complete. I have done something. And I can feel those words that were spoken in Genesis. In the beginning was the word. In the beginning was the thought. And I just created something. I painted the wall. Second is creativity of the mind. Think about that. The musicians and the poets. The creativity of the mind. Fox says as well that anyone who speaks, if you speak, you create. Period. Mozart, Beethoven, Bach, Chopin, Duke Ellington, Michael Jackson. The spoken word, sometimes the spoken word can almost make us weep because it creates a picture for us that brings forth our emotions. It touches our very soul with wonder, with desire, with humor, with delight. Shakespeare, Emerson, Whitman, Poe, Ernest Holmes, Maya Angelou, are all examples of the creative mind. And what about, you know, that movie, The Hidden Figures at NASA? What about those three ladies? Katherine Johnson, Mary Jackson, and Dorothy Vaughan. Their creativity helped to put the first American person in space. It would not have happened without their creativity. Look around you and you can see creativity everywhere. You use it every day. You use creativity of the mind when you write a letter to your mother or to your child or to your senator. Whoever you write a letter to, you are using creativity of the mind. And let's not forget about drumming and dancing and photography and singing, and the list goes on and on and on. Unlimited possibilities for creating for each and every one of us. And lastly, we have creativity of the soul. Have you ever been around someone who just sitting in their presence brings you peace, peace of mind, peace of heart? Have you ever wondered when they were gone, why did that happen? I felt so calm. I felt so safe. I felt so accepted. That peace that passes all understanding is the least tangible act of creativity. And yet within each and every one of us is the ability to create that peace for others. I know that for me it's becoming more and more important to create that powerful presence of peace within me. And acceptance. Acceptance of others who come into my life. And acceptance of myself exactly the way I am. I don't have to be any different. I can accept me and be at peace with the truth of who I am, and so can you. It's in every one of us. And each one of us, you and me, we get to determine, we get to decide what path we want to follow. We get to ignite our own path. We get to discover that creative spark within us. We get to decide what it is within us and around us that feeds our soul. No one else can do it for us. We have to do it for ourselves. Matthew Fox wrote in his book, Creativity, "Wildness is what is that wellspring of creativity whence comes the instinctive activities that enable all living things to obtain their food, to find shelter, to bring forth their young, to sing and to dance and to fly through the air and swim through the depths of the sea. This is the same tendency that evokes the insight of the poet, the skill of the artist, and the power of the shaman." Think about that. Each one of us gets to discover our own path. Each one of us gets to discover what it is that fans the flame, that spark of creativity, that spark of the divine that is within us. Each one of us has something special to offer to the world. Each one of us is an individualized expression of God, and that powerful presence of spirit is within us because God is everywhere present. And if God is everywhere present, it has to be in you. It has to be. It's not, it's a given. And so the power to ignite that spark is also within you because God is with us always in all ways. God is with us always. Spirit is always calling forth creative expression from each one of us. Spirit is always calling into expression our creativity. What is keeping you from opening that door? What is it? Why me? Why not me? So I'd like to ask you to do something for me before we close. I'd like to ask you to just close your eyes and breathe. Take a deep breath and breathe in that powerful presence of spirit. Again, breathe in and allow your body to relax and to be supported by the divine. Breathe in and allow the peace of the divine to flow through you. Allow it to flow through every cell and fiber of your being. Just breathe. And now open your eyes and turn to your neighbor and repeat after me. I see you. Who you really are. A creator. A divine spark. Made in the image and likeness of God.
Made in the image and likeness of God.
I see you.
I I see you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I bless you.
And I bless you.
And so it is.
And so it is.
So you have homework again this week. I always give you homework when I'm here, don't I? So your homework is to go home and to make something physically with your hands. I don't care if you cook or you sew or you hammer or you paint the wall, but go home and create something physically with your hands. Allow spirit to express through and as you. And then you get to write a note. Now, it doesn't have to be America's greatest novel. It could be, but it doesn't have to be. It could be a note to your mother, a note to your spouse, a note to your children, a note to the neighbor. I wrote a note to the lady down at Dino's. You know, all of us has an opportunity to express. We can write a note to our senator, whoever you want to write a note to. Anyone who may have had an impact in your life. And then I want you to read that note, look at it, and read it. And see and feel if spirit is speaking through you. And then you get to share that note with whoever you wrote it to. And lastly, to sit quietly and to breathe in and to make a moment of peace. And when you've made that moment of peace with yourself, I charge you to create that moment of peace for someone else. And know that that divine essence is moving through them just as it moves through you. So I'd like to ask you now to join me in prayer. Oh, let's just take another deep breath and relax and let go. And know truly God is present in this place, in each and every person here. Sweet, sweet Spirit, Father, Mother, God, that divine and holy essence in which we live and breathe and have our being, that Spirit that breathes us, that Spirit that is life and love and peace and joy, that Spirit that is health and wholeness, strength and wisdom. I know that I am one with that divine and holy presence. And I know that if that is true for me, that is true for each and every person here. One with the one. One with love. One with peace. One with joy. One with divine right order. And so as I speak my word for each of us, as we discover that creative spark within us, we bless ourselves and we bless others. I know that as we move through this week, we create good in our lives, and we create more good in our lives, and we create good in the lives of others because we are creators. That divine spark within us flares up. It encompasses us. It inspires us as we move through the activities of the week with ease and grace, knowing that everyone we meet is a child of God, and the God in me salutes and embraces the God in them, knowing that all of our activities are God activities and that we can see the good in all things. They are all God creations, and we are so grateful. We are so grateful for the opportunity that we have to come together in community, to love and to laugh together, to share the love, to share the light, to share the joy. So grateful for this lifetime, so grateful for this opportunity to express God. I simply release this word to the working of the perfect law, knowing that it always and only says yes. Please join me in affirming. And so it is. Amen.